In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 11, this is letter number 3566. It's dated Yutas Sivan Tovshin Tezvov. And this is a very scholarly letter, different aspects asked by the individual. And the Rebbe addresses the various different questions that he asked. First, the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter from the eve of Matan Torah, from Erev Matan Torah, and also the one that preceded that with the blessings for the Yom Tov. So the Rebbe says, well, everybody who blesses gets blessed with the blessing of Hashem. Pasuk says, Vavorcho mivor checho, I will bless those that bless you. So we're talking about Avraham over there, that Hashem says to him that those who bless him, he will bless. So therefore, a Yid who blesses another Yid, the Eberster blesses the one who blesses, and the Rebbe says, even with more than the blessing, with the blessing of Hashem, which is even greater. Now, in the Gemara, in Soita, which the Rebbe references over here in Lamed Aleph, Amud Beis, so over there, it says, it has to be really Lamed Ches, Amud Beis, print I have is Lamed Ches, Amud Beis. Over there it says, Om Rabbi Shub and Levi, Kol Koyen Shemivorech Mizborech, a Koyen that benches gets benched. So while it says Koyen over there, but the pasuk that it says Vavorcho is stam, that anybody who blesses a Yid gets blessed. So therefore the Rebbe says the Koyen that the Gemara quotes over there is Lav Davke, isn't necessarily, and this would include everyone. He also quotes from the Medrash HaGodol on the pasuk that it's everyone. And also, it's evident so from Yerushalmi, in Brachas Ches, brought down in Tosfos Chulin Memtes Amud Aleph, that this is by everyone. And the Rebbe says the Eibushter's Bracha is even more than the main. So the additional blessing that you get is main than the main blessing. So therefore, the Rebbe is saying to him that he received his blessings and the Eibushter should bless him as well in a special way. And the blessing is even more than the main. And here the Rebbe turns to different notes that he made to the addition of the Agodah Shel Pesach in the published by Kohos, the Rebbe's Hakodah. That's in other words, he made notes on the Rebbe's Hakodah. The Rebbe writes the one, the Agodah Shel Pesach, published by Kohos. That's the authored by the Rebbe. But there are pieces that come by Hesofer, but now it's all actually, it's not an addendum anymore. It's actually been printed inside in the order of the text of the Hakodah, the different orders. So, number one, the Rebbe says he mentions about the name of Shabbos HaGodol, and the Rebbe references Torah Shleima, volume 11, and in the Miluyim, the fill over there in the Sefer, who points to various different Svarim that deal with this issue of the name of Shabbos HaGodol. Number two, he says the Rebbe brings down that the Rebbe Rashab used to say, Hashat Tohocho Lishon Habo Ba'arad Yisrael. So Habo'om is Mile'el, is from on the top, which would be translated the year that has already come, Lishon Habo. Hainu Loshon Ovar, which means first he would say the year has already come that we're in the land of Israel. What does it mean? And it Further, it says the second one, Lashona Habo, Bnei Chayrin, means Milra, it means that we still got to get to there. So what is the meaning over here? So he asked, how are you going to explain this? I mean, we're not yet in Eretz Yisrael. But the Rebbe says, while I didn't hear clearly, the Rebbe says, I think to explain this is very literally, that when we say that it's already passed, that it's happened, they're talking about a period that already began. When we say Lashana Haba'o, the year that has come, meaning we are in Eretz Yisrael, it's talking about this year Pesach itself. And when we say free, that's Lashana Bo Milra, Lashana Haba, meaning that will come, that is the future. And that means that we have to add more preparation, especially spiritually, to become Bnei Chayrin. And the Rebbe explains why Eretz Yisrael, we're already there, but to Bnei Chayrin we still have to reach. Because when we say Lishon Abo in the land of Israel, that's hinges on the person himself. Person has the free choice, especially in the spiritual level, to be in Eretz Yisrael. What is Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is that you always find yourself constantly being supervised by Hashem, our God, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. So when we say you're in Eretz Yisrael already there, which means this continuous and this specialty is, that helps if a person doesn't say things are just happening. But you go, you keep on going in the Torah, because in the portion of B'chukosai we read the differences that when we go and we follow the Torah, then we're in the Geula, and when we don't follow, we go B'keri, then we're in Golus. So basically, a person who says and decides, L'shono Abo B'arad Yisrael, this year that has come, I'm in the land of Israel, he can do so immediately, and even 1 hour before, he can already be in Eretz Yisrael. That's why we say it is Mila'el, meaning that he's already there, he's already in Eretz Yisrael. As opposed to become free people, which means to free yourself from enslavement. So just as it is in the halacha that you need a document of freedom or similar to a document, which means in the spiritual sense, that is, that Sevishter says that he will shech the Yetzirah, you'll be free of the Yetzirah, which our sages said, Al Tikra Chorus Elo Chedus, will be freedom. So that's not yet, that's something which needs to still work on, and that's why that is Milera, that's going to happen in the future. That's the way the Rebbe explains the two, that in Eretz Yisrael we're already there, but freedom, we need still to work on that. And the Rebbe also further says that in this explanation of Abba, the Rebbe makes a note from Zohar Chelik Aleph, and the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva and Soi Perik Ches. Now, he wants to also explain the various languages in the Rambam. And the Rambam sometimes uses the language Meroirim in a plural, and sometimes he uses the language of Morir in a singular. So, the writer tried to explain that Meroirim is in the time of when the Beis HaMikdash Hoya Kayam, there were Meroirim, a plural. And Morir, that is the Lashon Yochid, is talking about after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rebbe says that in order to negate this interpretation, which was maybe in the beginning, so the Rebbe says, you'll see, I reference the Rambam Hilchos Chametz Matzah, supposed to say Perik Ches, even though it says in here Perik Aleph. In the Rambam, in Chometz Matzah, Perik Ches, in Alocha Dalet, over there he writes Motor Loshen Yochid, even though it's in the Zman of the Beis HaMikdosh, because as we see, he says the over there it talks about in the Pesach and the Motor, so this is not this in the, and still it says the word Motor, and also in the Seder Haggadah in the Rambam, in one place he writes Meroirim, and that's not Bisman Beis HaMikdosh, that's the Goda, which is not in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, and still uses Meroirim. So you see both. We see Motor Loshen Yochid even in the time of the Beis HaMikdosh, and we see in the Seder HaGoda, which is not in the time, he writes Meroirim. That would contradict that interpretation that Bisman Beis HaMikdosh is Meroirim, and otherwise it's Motor. Number four, he wanted to give an interpretation of the word of Tzitzefta. The Rebbe says, look in the Tzofnas Paneach, which is also a reference in the addition. So now, number five, the Rebbe brings down in the Haggadah the issue that the Yidden seemed like in the time when they came to Korban Pesach and they smelled the Korban Pesach, they circumcised themselves, but the Korban Pesach is at nighttime. So how could they circumcise at nighttime? So the Rebbe brings out over there that from where do we learn out that you cannot, at least Mila Shalei Bismana, they hadn't circumcised in time, that it cannot be done at nighttime. We learned it out from Bayom HaShemini, which is after Matan Torah. This was before Matan Torah, so the Yidden didn't have the mitzvah of not circumcising at night, so they could be circumcised at night. That's what the Rebbe suggests in the Sofa of the Haggadah. So he says no. He says that this depends on the Gemara's discussion, which is in the Gemara Sanhedrin Nuntes Amud Beis, over there, there's a discussion whether the mitzvah's mila was just duplicated in Sinai. So that means that if it was duplicated in Sinai, so that means that already be Sinai, they would be not allowed. They had this. Gemara wants to know whether the mitzvah was only to Avraham, to Bnei Noach, and the Gemara says that the Bnei Noach that was repeated. So if the mitzvah's mila was just repeated by Sinai, and so that means that it was also to the Bnei Yisrael, so therefore they also had this law. But the Rebbe said, this is not my opinion, because, and the Rebbe says that's why he brings the Tosfos that we learn from Ubayoyim, that Mila Shaloi Bizmano, we learn it from the Pasuk of Shmini, Ubayoyim HaShmini, and not to the discussion of the Sugya of Shabbos, where there is a discussion whether it was repeated or not repeated, because the Rebbe says it has nothing to do, even if it was told to them by Sinai, but the halacha of Mila Shaloi Bizmano, that you can't do it at nighttime, that is learned from later on. The Rebbe says whether that it was repeated in Sinai is only the halachas that were said before Matan Torah. And that would apply by Mitzvah Mila, those matters that were learned from Parshas Lech Lecha. But, and Taked the Gemara, which learns from Shmoinas Yomim, Yomim V'loy Leilois, that's by Mila Bizmana. The Rebbe didn't bring that down. That's what the Rebbe said. The Pasuk by Yom HaShmini, which is in the portion, which in the portion was written after Matan Torah, and from there we learn out Mila Shaloi Bizmano, that it has to be done by day, that didn't apply to the Bnei Yisrael at that time, and that's where they could be mal. And the Rebbe talks about it further in a Sicha, in Chelik Yud Zayin, in Tazria, Sicha Aleph. There's a whole long discussion about this. Then the Rebbe brings down, which is also in the Sicha, number 6, they brings down the interpretation of the Ifei Toyar, that the circumcision was on the day of Erev Pesach, but it wasn't at the night time. And the Rebbe brings down even another interpretation, the Rivo, in Parshas Bo, he says they circumcised on the 10th of the month. But the Rebbe says that would not fit in the Shmei Sarabah that the Rebbe references over there. Because over there, it says Beferish that only after smelling, when they wanted to eat it, was after they smelled the smell of the roast of the Pesach that Moshe Rabbeinu roasted, that they circumcised, so it had to be at nighttime. And the fact that there is different opinions, maybe these are Medrash's Chalukis, different disagreeing opinions. Or maybe there was different groups, maybe some groups did it on the 10th, some did it on the daytime, and some did it at nighttime. The question is, how did they, if they was at nighttime, how did they count on the Pesach and eat it? How could they eat the Pesach if they didn't count on the Pesach? And he wants to compare this, that if a ger that converted, they circumcised, ger can't eat, so they can eat. So the Rebbe says, that comparison doesn't appear to me, because in Mitzrayim, everybody was commanded to bring the Korban Pesach, even whether circumcised or not. And the fact that they were able to eat in the Pesach of Moshe, we can say, but that excludes a ger. A ger wasn't there, wasn't obligated. The fact that they ate the Pesach of Moshe, we can say, how did they eat it? They weren't counted on the Korban Pesach, can only be eaten in the Menuyov. We can say that he counted everybody for that reason on his Korban Pesach. And a person can zochin la'odom in such a case, so he could have given them a special Pesach Mitzrayim, that there were several new ideas there, and it's connected to the redemption and saving from Makas B'chayrus. So he married them all to have a part in the Korban. As the law is of Pesach Hashem, Yom Tov, which are all equal, meaning whether they were circumcised or not. And the Rebbe adds later on, though, he writes in the Sofer, I mentioned earlier that they circumcised that night because the Parshas Tazria was not yet said. The Rebbe says, I found it now in the Rashash for Shir HaShirim Rabbah, Aleph Yud Beis.